Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish of the you and the people in the world, we're going to have a better life. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk today. In really old times, there was an American baseball player. His name is Babe Ruth, and he was the number one home run. He was called King of the Home Run. But there is an interesting quote, what he said. He said, his quote is, what I'm proud about myself is not that I became the number one home run player. It's that every time when I down to the slump, I didn't give up and I overcame. That is the pride of myself. People see only the result, so they praise that the result part, the bright part. And people think that he must be proud about that. But actually, people are proud about themselves because of how to overcome the tough time. And by the way, I have two matters that I care in my living. One is that I don't want to do the things that I can't be proud about myself. And I don't want to shame about myself when I die. Actually, these two things are the same. If I have a mission and if I escaped because of I'm chicken out or something, I cannot be proud of myself and I have to shame myself. And in general, does people be able to proud about him or herself, even to get, for example, get money from something that they supposed not to? No, they can't. It's just creating the negative karma and it just brings a negative future. What I want to say is how to face through the tough time is a chance to increase your property. As the word, a quote of the Babe Ruth, every time he didn't give up, every time he worked hard to overcome his slump, it is his property, much more than the result. Result is a surface and it's a thin. However, the constant effort he put to overcome his feeling that almost get him down, it's going to be a pride that he didn't get down. Don't forget, nobody can take away ambition from you except yourself. And no one can be loud about yourself, about the part, how do you see yourself, by the way, how to overcome your tough time. It's a really chance to increase your physical and spiritual property. So as myself, to continue this Dharma talk on the way, this was a several time, tough time, almost tried to give up to do it. And I just told myself, I don't want to be a loser. I can't be a loser of my life. And I continued. And I can be proud of myself, not because of the numbers that I broadcasted. The toughness, time that I overcame and continued. I can be the more self-confidence about my will that no one be able to take away my ambition to continue the project, to continue the will and wish, based on the wish that to transform the people's heart to altruistic heart, from ego to altruistic heart. If you have experience to play the poker, you know that there's a card. Sometimes bad card, sometimes good card. And important is not when the good card came. The important is how do you deal with the bad card when it comes. I think all the people chance are equal. It's like a waves. The big waves come, small waves come. Coming and going. And the one who can take a chance is the one who are dealt with when the bad card came to take good care, even the but not good card. And when the next waves it comes for the big chance, you can go on it. I think this is a really basic human being's principle. Therefore, even you are in a tough time, take good care of it. You can say that it's a chance to increase your property. I do wish you increase your property and go get a good chance in life and go on to proceed to the bright future of the life, in life. May you and people around you and people in the world really understand this principle of the life and to take care any card, any situation, good care, and live to be able to proud about themselves, yourself, I may go on to create the bright future.